God. I suppose that the number of graduation sermons that have been preached and heard and promptly forgotten is under the blessing of God. One of the real assets to the church today. In my own life, there are three memorable sermons. The first for the class of 1927, when the saintly, now sainted Pastor Marcus Wagner preached on that beautiful word from St. John 9. Fired out the air and not by spite of our same poet, placed us out to million hours. It stood on the ground and made a mud out of the spittle and laid it on the blind man's eyes. 13 times in the first part, we were reminded, recite your Nuadak quote, you're only mud. Part 2, that the Lord uses. Part 3, to help the needy. The second sermon lies right in the midst of you here. Dr. Franzman Haha among the trumpets. Very aggressive, with your perception as war horses and work horses for the kingdom. And the third one was by a Roman Catholic bishop down in Oklahoma, who assured the group, and got a great deal of applause for it, that he was not going to speak at all. He was just going to remind the group of a few things. Then he proceeded for 30 minutes to remind them of things. Particularly, he said he wanted to remind them not to despise the little things, such as the wind that was swishing around their ankles out there, but it had blown or uplifted these many years in the Garden of Eden, in Bethlehem, in Jerusalem, at Machpelah. The graves of the saints of God had blown along the ways and under the arches of the great monasteries. And even if medicine had blown sometime with a little help at Wittenberg and warmth, and also in Norman, Oklahoma. And those three are among the great sermons that I have heard about those who were graduates. An array of great words, great preaching, and a great device. And I wonder whether that's sufficient for a day like this. I thought that the only reason we could come together here tonight was to say, you are not alone. The questions that await you all out there have been answered long ago. They've been answered fully. There's nothing out there that hasn't already been taken care of. And there's nothing to be taken for granted out there, except the one great fact that complacency is being challenged every day. We're going to be questioned, surely. What is the most radical and bewildering test? And there will be hope and there will be despair. And all this in the face of a seemingly meaningless evil. Bewilderment will sweep over your house again and again. But will I never say that this is the best that I can do? The challenge is all despair and all indifference. Man is not alone. And therefore, no man dare to be complacent. No man needs to despair. No man needs to be less than the full potential that is in God. He can't excuse himself for the escapism of indifference. For the simple question, is man alone? The gospel has answered long ago, no. Man is not alone. God is, and he takes our part. Exist because of the God of the gospel, the teacher in existence. And been unworthy of you. In spite of the great scandals of which we catch mentions in existing and reformations and days of controversy. Verily, therefore, on not one single day has the prayer of faith and upright souls failed you. People are truly yours. My function is to remind them, and I charge you all to remember that it is the grace of love and God alone that binds the numberless branches to the stock of that one eternal vine. More than your fellow than we. We love you in days gone by, and with the little children. Came to us in the Christ time of any child. First there was mystery and so strong and holy silence. We couldn't help but meditate upon what we really came for. And we loved you in our school, in our communion, and the very church, and all those who suffered. We were very frank in telling you about our miserable weakness. Promise that if you'd only have it, we would be glad to work for you. Later again, we loved you, nailed to the bloodstained wood of that cross. We have not wished to live our lives as strangers to your suffering, but away from the weight of your cross upon our shoulders. The great gift of this, the little Christ of Christmas, great Lord of the Ascension, the coming Judge of the last day. We've loved you in all your great works, hidden so often from our eyes. We've loved you in all the souls in your great home. We've loved you for this land and for this school, which you sanctified by the light of the faith of those gone before. Because their bodies have borne witness to you, we set the memory of our fathers in our hearts. And it will always be so. Do not permit anything to separate us from you. Nothing parts the shepherd from his flock. Nothing parts the master from his disciples. Christ from his apostles, our Lord from his ministry. Resting on your word and knowing that you count on us. Count on us. We shall have a great time to be in our ideal order. As formerly in the far off century, when we elbowed one another at the grave hours of prayer, the voice of the people of God came up like the voice of one man. Lift up your heart. We lift them up unto the Lord from without. We shall make you reign again within our family circle. We shall surround the Christian name again with honor, with loyalty, and with energy. In order that when we are no longer here, your praise may not cease among us, we shall this witness, you at least have loved me. And grant that I may be able to say that too. It's so easy to forget that you're out there listening after these 40 years. But God has not given us the spirit of timidity, but the spirit of power and love and self-control. It's a gift, my brother, to you. I ushered in the year 1967 by talking about the now generation. Never, they said, have the young been so assertive or so articulate, so educated, or so worldly. So into your hands, young and strong, we give a ministry 2,000 years old. God knows all about you. He knows all about the place where you're going. He knows all about the work that you're going to do. The Apostle Paul, older and wiser, said, if it's going to be tough on this one, no triumph and formity, no triumph of resignation, no false fear, but a bridle held on a heady horse. I hope you hear this sometimes. But pray that he who healed every hurt will be there, and you and I must be there. The healing of the world waits for us to tell his people. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus and the life of the Lamb.
Ministry. The diploma attesting to their fitness for this ministry
according to the sacred scriptures and their subscription to the Lutheran symbol. May I now ask you to make this affirmation, which will be repeated at your ordination into the Holy Ministry. Do you solemnly affirm that you acknowledge the prophetic and apostolic scriptures of the Old and New Testaments to be the Word of God and to be the sole source and norm of doctrine set forth in the confessional writings of the Lutheran Church? As this candidate for the Holy Ministry comes forward, I authorize you to deliver to them their diplomas of fitness and the instruments attesting to their cause.
Shores, Florida. James Evers, Perryman, Tennessee. State in Nebraska, Ross Peace, Los Banos, California, William Thorin, Schubert and Babson, Missouri, John Fulton, Muscle Shoals, Alabama, Ronald Cookie, Kansas City, Kansas, Richard Dench, Cambridge, Maryland, Terry Gorman, South Haven, Mississippi, Douglas Grunewald, New Guinea, Michael Gould, Shibboleth, Massachusetts, George Getty, Amherst, Illinois, Ralph Petersloh, Hinckley, Minnesota, Frank Haberman, Easton and Harper, Kansas, Daniel Heinrich, Jonesville, Wisconsin, David Heinrich, Upham, North Dakota. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Alan Helwege, Peoria, Illinois. Paul Helmer, Flint, Michigan. Luther Herman, Pomeroy, Anoki, Iowa. David Hint, Montgomery, Alabama. Dale Hirsch, Ozark, Alabama. Daniel Hudson, New York, New York. Herbert Hofer, India. John Holder, Vincent, Indiana. Charles Huska, Minneapolis, Minnesota. David Huber, Douglasville, Indiana. Ulrich Hussman, Macon, Missouri. Albert Eisler, Hanford and Lemoore, California. Ronald Jansen, Winona, Minnesota. Donald Jerky, Eugene, Oregon. Leroy Jackson, Fairbank, Iowa. Charles Jones, Chicago, Illinois. Ethan Kapler, Rushville and Hastings, Nebraska. James Castro, Deerbrook and Elko, Wisconsin. David Sherrod, Elkader and McGregor, Iowa.
Marshall, Pecos, and Monahans, Texas.
Herman Nassif, James Dillon Hendersonville, North Carolina, Gary Merrill, Hicksville, North New York, Donald Miller, Bedford and Mount Hill, Iowa, John Miller, Bedford, Texas, Gerald Meyer, Santa Clara, California, Lawrence Meyer, Philippines. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Amen. Wisconsin, Carl Pickering, Oberlin, Missouri, Charles Peeplow, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Gerald Pipping, Harville, Illinois, James Plackner, Perrysburg, Ohio, Lynn Cadall, Columbia City, Indiana, Anton Frank, New Orleans, Louisiana, David Prince, Elizabeth, and Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, Irwin Kabicki, Wellesley, Petersburg, Poole, Ontario, Edwin Rohrauer, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Carlton Ruler, India, Lawrence Rosenketter, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Wayne Ruff, New Orleans, Louisiana, Vernon Schindler, Donna, Jerome T. Scholl, Denver, Colorado, Ken Schoenfeld, St. Louis, Missouri, Richard Trader, Deadwood, South Dakota, James Shinkey, Melfort, Saskatchewan, William Schultz, Allenton, Missouri. Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, strengthen you with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, and keep you faithful in his service and the ministry to his people, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Frank Starr, Morgan City, Louisiana. Rick Stefan, Southgate, Michigan. James Stevens, Coco and Torrington, Alberta. Eugene Stowes, Millersburg and Deep River, Iowa. Richard Fuller, Alice, Fremont and Rialto, Texas. Edward Trost, Flamingo, Kansas. Raymond Wilson, Evansville, Illinois. Charles Weinreich, Washington, Illinois. Paul Winterstein, Lebanon, Oregon. Theodore Zimmerman, St. Paul and Luke City, Nebraska. Walter Zalman, Comstock Park, Michigan.
Let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
James L. Clark, Missouri, Illinois. Adam Cooper, Fort Warren, Illinois. Alan Hurley, Grosse Pointe, Michigan. Robert Hoffman, Bronxville, New York. Joseph Menzing, St. Louis, Missouri. Samuel Masker, Kenyon, Antonio, Texas. Paul Picard, St. Louis, Missouri. Roy Reinhardt, Concordia, Missouri. Donald Storkey, Diamond Bar, California.
For the candidates, for the sake of minutes, you please rise. I charge you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the name of the church of which he is the head, that you give all diligence to perform your manifold duties with untiring faithfulness and constant solicitude, as you will desire to have done when you shall be called to give an account of your stewardship. Be sure to make the Word of God your guide. Search the Scriptures for your instruction. Depend on the grace of God in gospel and sacrament. Make full use of the privilege of prayer, especially in interceding for those who will be committed to your care. Be careful to live as disciples of Christ, and thus to be examples that will prompt others to walk in the fear of God. May the Lord direct and assist you by His Holy Spirit. May He counsel and strengthen you in all your undertakings and encourage you to labor diligently for the prosperity of His church and to fulfill your respective duties faithfully. Be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Graduates who are continuing their studies, please rise. In our good wishes and prayers, we include also members of this year's graduating class who are going on for special studies and deferring their candidacies at this time. They are doing this in order to amplify their training in special ways. Also to them, the wishes and hopes of the church go for a special blessing. May our Heavenly Father grant to you all the rich gift of His Holy Spirit, so that in the name of Jesus you may advance your studies, keep the sense of your calling clear, and be equipped more adequately to serve the Lord Christ as His church.